Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, God Wants You Well, already in progress.
Whatever you say with your mouth, you've got to believe it with your heart. That's the law of faith. I want to take you to Mark 11:24, and I want to tell you a story about my granddaughter. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. When you walk into the hospital, and they tell you that your grandchild has the brainstem severed, the eyes jerked out of the brain, the skull is crushed in 5 places, her head is twice its size, every organ in her body is damaged, her right knee is crushed, and her left leg broken right below her knee and right above her ankle, we're sorry, sir, it's over. What do most of us say? It's over. We agree with the doctor. But I didn't agree with the doctor. Amen. I'm going to go from where we are right now to John 15:7, because in John 15:7, that's the first verse I quoted when I walked into that hospital when they told me my granddaughter couldn't live. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, can God lie to us? No, he cannot lie to us. But you notice there's a requirement, right? I have to abide in him, right, brother? And his words has to abide in me, is that right? So that means I'm going to be spending some time in that book, right? I can't be a normal man. So to put his word in you, how much time are you going to have to spend in his word? I spent from 5 to 15 hours a week in God's word for 10 years before he spoke to me the first time. You know, that's a lot of time. But I had no idea he was going to ever speak to me. That wasn't even in my vocabulary. I went to a church that did not teach that God talks to his people. I started reading the Bible after I got back from Vietnam, and the Lord allowed me to live through that. So when I got back, I started reading God's word, and as I'm reading his word, I'm learning things that's beyond my wildest dreams. This book is full of the most awesome stuff I've ever seen in my life. And so I thought, wow, look at what's in here. And this is one of the verses I learned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Now then, if I walk up there and my granddaughter is laying there, and she's 3 years old, and she's tore all to pieces like I just got through explaining to you, and 3 doctors done a complete analysis of her, and all 3 of them said, I'm sorry, Mr. Scrivener, it's over for Caitlin. It's done. When we pull the life support, she'll decease. So there's nothing, anything you can do. I said, oh yeah, there is something I can do. I mean, I'm not a normal Christian. What do I have? The Word of God. What did he say I could ask for? Well, do you think that this case is a case beyond the ability of God? Is he the one that put us all together in the first place? Is he the one that knit us together in our mother's womb and all them little tiny pieces? You know, when you see a baby at a certain point, them little strings look like from a heart, you think, how does all that wind up in the right place? How does that happen? Only God. That's the only answer you got. God. That's all I can say. So I begin to stand on his promise. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you told me John 15:7, I could ask for anything. And I said, I've met the criteria. I've been in your word, and so your word's in me, and I'm in you. So I said, now, Lord, I want you to fix my little granddaughter's face. And I said, I know how little girls are. When they grow up, a little girl, even an older girl, don't want scars on her face, does she?
No, indeed.
See, here's an older mother, but I can ask a middle-aged grandmother, and she don't want no scars on her face either. I could probably come and ask one of you younger girls, do you want scars on your face? Oh, look at that girl smiling. Said, no, I don't want no scars on my face, guaranteed. Well, I know girls. I know they don't want no scars on their face. So what do you think I'm going to ask the Lord for? I'm going to ask him to fix her little face with all them cut and scars and everything that they're tore all to pieces. Blood's running out her ears, nose, mouth, everything. I said, Lord, I know nothing's difficult for you. I know with you nothing's impossible. So I'm asking you to fix her face without a scar. I want you to put skin back to skin. I don't want a single scab to form, because if a scab forms, there will be a scar, and I don't want a scar. Now, what did he say I could ask for, young lady? I mean, do you think he means what he says? Wow, isn't that something? I mean, is this God we're dealing with here? Yes, it is. He's awesome. Now, does it pay good dividends to be walking in love, doing what he says? Now, what if I just got into unforgiveness towards somebody and had a knockdown drag out and got completely out of my love walk with somebody? You think he's going to hear that prayer when I come to him? No, you're right. He's not going to hear it. I got to be walking in love. Is that right? If I'm walking in love, he said, all this will work for me. So I tell him what I want. While I'm telling him, I had people say, Thurman, you act like you're telling God what you want. I said, that's what he told me to do. Is that right? God told me to tell him what I want. And so that's what I'm doing. Lord, I don't want a scar. I don't want no scabs. I want her little face to come back down to the normal size. I want all the places where skulls crushed in five places, I want it all fixed without a single break. I said, they told me all the bones are broken, all crushed in her face right here under her eyes. I want you to put every little bone back together perfect without a single flaw. Now, who are we dealing with? It's God. That's right. And am I doing what he told me to do? Yes. And so I asked him to do all. I asked him to fix every organ in her body, fix her right knee, everything. Her left leg, the whole nine. And I said, Lord, I'll not let a single doctor touch her. I'm just going to let you raise her up. Everybody knew I was crazy. Everybody. Except God. Thank God he knew I wasn't crazy. He's the only one that counted, right?
Amen.
So within a couple of weeks, the doctor come in and he said, I do not know how this little girl is living. He said, but we're going to pull the tubes on her. And said, when we do, she will decease. He said, I just done the second MRI on her. And there's absolutely nothing attached to her brain, nothing. I said, the eyes are not connected either. He said, no. Now, in 2 weeks of praying, the brain is not connected. The eyes are not connected. The brain stem is not connected. Her brain is technically free-floating in her head. She's living on a machine. But I don't forget my verse. And I tell them when they come to unplug her, I said, when you unplug her, I'm going to guarantee you she's going to live and not die. She's going to live and not die. And, of course, Dr. Davis told me, Thurman, you're the only man I've ever met in my life that absolutely refuses to accept reality. She said, you know. Now, this is a Christian doctor. I'd shared with her. She's definitely a Christian lady, about a middle-aged, 40-year-old Christian woman. She said, you know, when we pull all those supports, she's going to die. I said, there's not a chance. There's not a chance. I have the Word of God. In fact, I said, I'm going to quote y'all Mark 11:23. So we went to Mark 11:23, and of course, right now, so you can see it, Mark 11:23 makes this statement. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, am I whosoever? Are you a whosoever?
Amen.
Okay, so this is written to you and me, right?
Yeah.
For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what is my mountain? Okay. I've got a little girl here, tore all to pieces. Yeah, that's my mountain. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith with shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Is that a pretty awesome promise?
Yeah.
Now, it's written in God's Word, right? So I told him, I said, on behalf of Mark 11:23, I am saying that my granddaughter is not going to die when you pull that machine. Somehow the Lord's going to reconnect her brain stem. He's going to reconnect her eyes. She's going to be able to see. She's going to be able to breathe. She's going to be able to get up and run and play. And they said, sir, in this case, that's impossible. I said, Luke 1:37 says, with God, all things are possible. Now see, it all depends on who you believe, right?
Yes.
So if you're quoting the Word and you know the Word and the Word is in you, and so I said, okay, unplug her. And so they went to pulling the tubes and everything out, and as they pulled all the tubes out and everything, and they left the one on to tell about the breathing rate because they fully expected it to go to zero. But instead of going to zero, it went 2 points above where it was with the machine. And she's breathing 2 points above normal. And the doctor sitting there looking at that, he said, that's not possible. Yeah. Now see, they've been doctors too long, unfortunately. You know, I mean, there's no offense to doctors because we got to have them. But most doctors don't have any faith at all, even if they're Christians. Because they've been dealing with a human body and they know how it works, right? I mean, do they know how it works? Yeah. Of course they know how it works. And they know what they can do and how it's supposed to respond. But most doctors have no knowledge of what God can do. And so that's where we live. But most Christians are the same way. It's not just doctors, but it just happens to be that when doctors see these things, every one of those doctors that was there, that everybody, I don't care whether they're a doctor or an assistant or whatever they were, everybody fully expected when they pulled the tubes out of her for her to stop breathing. Every one of them. Except me. I was the only one that expected her to live. I was the only one stupid enough to stand up and say, I guarantee you on behalf of God's word, she's going to breathe over that machine on her own when you unplug her. Yeah. And when she did, after she went a few minutes, and then all of a sudden she lightly coughed. When she coughed, a couple of those doctors, they just jumped and they said, she can't do that. Now, isn't that amazing? That sounds kind of like us when we come back to the land of promise, when we went in and saw, as Jeff talked about, the land that's milk and honey, when God says, now go in and possess it and I'll be with you. But he forgot to tell the other people, you know, that he was going to send them in, and so they were going to fight. So when they went in and saw these giants, they said, we can't do it, we're grasshoppers. And did that make God happy? No, not at all. He wasn't happy with that bunch at all. In fact, he sent them out there to walk them around the mountain for the next 40 years. You know that? Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to walk around the mountain 40 years, do you? I'd much rather believe God and get into my land of promise. So I believe with no doubt in my heart the Lord's going to raise Caitlin up. Well, he did. After she recovered, I used the Word of God and used these promises of God to get her where she could sit up. I'd set her up in the bed and tell her body, I command her body to sit up in the name of Jesus. And I'd turn her loose and it'd fall back down. I'd done that until she could sit up. It took a long time.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's teaching in its entirety, entitled God Wants You Well, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.